Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour inspires you and helps you move forward. What would happen if you stopped accepting life as it is? What if the world could really change? My guest on today's show is Robert V. Taylor. And through his life, his work, and his writing, he shares the message that by pursuing authentic connection with the divine in you and in others, transformation occurs, change happens, and you discover the holy in every step of your journey. I will introduce you to Robert in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything? I would love to share a free audio with you about jumpstarting your daily spiritual practice, and you can find lots of info on the site about upcoming classes and events. You can even connect with me for a private session if that feels right to you. All that good stuff and more is at KarenHager.com. And now, author, speaker, commentator, and activist for the disenfranchised, Robert V. Taylor is passionate about bringing our humanity more fully alive. He's appeared on NPR, Fox News. You've seen his written work in the Huffington Post, BeliefNet, The Advocate, and he's been featured in the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and many more, tons more to name here. Robert's new book is A New Way to Be Human, Seven Spiritual Pathways to Becoming Fully Alive. And you can find out more about Robert and his work at robertvtaylor.com. Robert, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's wonderful to be with you, and thank you for all you do in terms of helping so many transform our lives into a love-based way of living. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. This is, I believe, how the good people take over the world. This is
how we
make that shift, right? And so if we're pursuing complete global domination by the good people, this is how we do it. You are, so in everything you do, so passionate about promoting peace, promoting justice, promoting transformation. And in the light of the recent passing of Nelson Mandela, people are talking. I hear that conversation now. What can we do? How can we make a difference? How does my voice matter? Do you feel, Robert, that we can the world really change? Can we use this where we've got, this has now got everybody's attention. Can we use this as a point of transformation?
Oh, I think it's his abiding gift, and it's part of how his spirit remains alive. I also think it's part of why an unprecedented number of world leaders and ordinary people from around the world tuned into or watched the official service yesterday and are still riveted by what's going on as the world pays its respects to him. I think sometimes we find ourselves believing that transformation, particularly around reconciliation or forgiveness, is reserved for some sort of giants. And I think part of what Mandela's life reveals is that here was this man who went to prison as a young firebrand and, by his own description, a fairly angry young man, and emerged 27 years later forgiving his captors the Afrikaners. And even though he could have followed the path that we see in country after country and election after election of just trying to claim the political spoils for your own group or your own party, instead of engaging in that or in tribal politics, Mandela began a process of forgiving and reconciling, because in his heart, I believe that he understood the African wisdom tradition of Ubuntu. And Ubuntu says, I am because you are.
And that idea where, because there was so much, so much anger, so much violence, so strongly were people opposed to one another, his example led hundreds, thousands, millions of other people to follow that example instead of to embrace that old way of anger and being in opposition.
Absolutely. And I think the legacy of Mandela is that sometimes all of that happens not by following, some political calculation or calculating a way of perhaps even doing our spiritual practices, which I'm not suggesting that there not be some schedule to those, but being open to the surprising moments and to the gestures that either we're invited to make or that we are invited to receive and be aware of from other people. And so an example of that would be, the game of rugby was seen as the sport of apartheid, of white people in South Africa, and blacks primarily watch soccer. And so when the World Cup was being played in South Africa in 1995, Mandela not only went out of his way to encourage the team to win, and most people thought they had a snow's chance of doing that. They were so bad. And his political advisors were appalled that he wanted to invest time and energy in encouraging and supporting the white, primarily white rugby team. Now, that was a human calculation on his part, not a political one. And then on the opening match of the ceremonies, what does he do? He comes down onto the field of the stadium and he puts on the jersey of the white rugby team. Mm. Now, that simple act conveyed a million messages and words. So when I say we should be open to and aware of the opportunities for the smallest of acts, it's those kinds of things that life presents us with every day to say, I'm not going to continue to live in a place of denying another person or denying myself or feeling retribution towards myself or towards another person. Because when you and I do that, as you know, Karen, it's we who are in prison, not the other person.
Yes. Yes. And your teaching, your writing on the idea of enclosure is so interesting to me because of exactly that. We can have everything, or what appears to people that we have everything. We can appear to have freedom, and yet we can be living in the tiniest, dirtiest, loneliest prison cell, no matter what that outward appearance is.
Absolutely. And I think one of the lessons of Mandela is that he refused to cede his life and that power of his own spirit to his captors. And I think we make those choices every day. I think the imagery is quite remarkable of him being in the solitary cell on a remote island in the midst of shark-infested waters. And, with the government trying to break his spirit and really destroy him and his fellow prisoners. And instead, he emerged after 27 years of imprisonment to essentially say, none of us is an island, and that our future is only found together. And I believe that there's a lesson in that, certainly on a global level in terms of the universe and our connection with one another and with all sentient beings. But I believe there's a message in our local communities and the people we live with and interact with every day. We are not islands. We need one another.
And that requires us to be noticing each other, and noticing each other in a way where we're looking through the eyes of love and not through the eyes of I'm looking out through my bars, this place where I've locked myself in. I can only see you in that narrow way. It requires a broader way of seeing the other.
Absolutely.
Yes, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Robert V. Taylor, and we're talking about his life, his work, and his new book, A New Way to Be Human. We'll be back right after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm here with my guest, Robert V. Taylor. He's the author of the new book, A New Way to Be Human, and you can find out more about Robert and his work at robertvtaylor.com. Robert, before the break, we were talking about the way that the example, the life force of Nelson Mandela brought people together even when it seemed impossible that there could be a coming together. And as we turn the conversation to looking at how we as individuals on our own spiritual journey can experience that same kind of transformation, I'm wondering, what do you feel? You share so movingly in the book your own journey of from fear to a life of service, not without fear, but moving into a life of service. I'm wondering what you would share with someone who's listening to us talk today and thinking, that's all right for Nelson Mandela, that's all right for Robert V. Taylor, but I'm scared and I'm stuck and I don't know where to start.
Well, I would say to that person that we've all been there, which is not to diminish what that person would be feeling. Mm-hmm. But to acknowledge it and to name it is the very first critical step to refusing to allow that to have power and control over your life. Mm-hmm. The second step for many of us is to be aware of and to name that thing within ourself that we shy away from or we're ashamed about. And we all have those things in our lives. To name it, to engage with it, perhaps with a trusted advisor, trusted spirit guide, and do that, you find that you realize that some things you simply can't do anything about. You can't go back and undo the past, but you can learn from it. You can't necessarily change the fact that you wish you had blue eyes instead of brown ones, but you might learn to be a little more tender towards those eyes. And with each step of doing that, we find that we become kinder, gentler, more compassionate towards another person. And I'll give you an example of that was very, very difficult for me. My mother spent much of her life trying to set my brother and I apart so that we would not have relationship. And when I came to understand what was actually going on in my 20s, I was appalled. I didn't think that parents did that. I knew, however, that I needed to work through that issue and come to terms with it, because the only other choice would be to simply walk away. And I also knew that the day would arrive when my brother and I would talk about it, when he had, on his own terms, become aware of and forgiven that behavior. So about 2.5 years ago, my mother actually came to live with us, and it was the last year of her life. And she was absolutely shocked to know that my brother and I had developed a close friendship and relationship over the preceding years, that we had named her behavior, that we had been able to even laugh about it, along with crying about it, and yet we could still love her and care for her. Now, for me, that's an example of the question you're talking about, a difficult one because it is so profoundly personal. But that's always where the growth is.
And it's in that, it's in those difficult moments, it's in that really thorny ground sometimes that can spring up between two people for whatever reason. That's why it's so important to be able to look at the situation with compassion, first for yourself and then for the other, whether that is your brother or your mother or your partner or your boss, whatever that is, the person across from you, across the political aisle from you. That having the compassion for yourself is so important, and yet we find it so difficult, Robert, to come to that compassion.
Yep, we do. And there are some things in our lives that we simply can't fix or change. And I think part of the journey for many of us is to be to live in a place of mindfulness so that I know that I can't change a relationship with X person unless they're willing to engage. I might be able to love, I might be able to forgive, I might be able to detach and offer their well-being and their care to the universe, but I can't necessarily fix another person or another situation unless they are willing to engage. And I think that's part of what reconciliation is about. I can forgive without you being willing to engage with me. But we can't reconcile unless two people are willing to do that together.
I love that. I love that distinction. I often say that forgiveness has nothing at all to do with the other person. But you're right, for reconciliation, one person can't do all the heavy lifting.
Exactly. Exactly. And it takes us back to that wonderful African wisdom tradition of Ubuntu, that, you know, I am because you are. It essentially says that no person can walk through this life alone, and that I need you to shine in all of your magnificence and all of your wonder, because when you do that, you give me permission to do that, and you give other people permission to do that. And for you to do it, others are giving you permission to be radiant.
Mm. And that is what brings us to the awareness of the divine in us. That's what makes the holy delight in us, and allows us to delight in the holy, is when we are able to express, experience, live into our lives here in that complete way, with that freedom, with that permission.
Absolutely. And I think along with that, Karen, comes the ability to laugh. To laugh at ourselves and with ourselves. And to not laugh at another, but to laugh with others. I think often I hear people say, oh my gosh, religious people are so darn boring and so serious. And I think there's something very serious about the work of transformation. There's something very serious about living and being grounded in a place of love. But I think part of the fullness of that circle is always about laughter and playfulness and delight. And to even be able to say to myself, oh, Robert, stop being so serious today, or just look at what you said. Do you remember you're slipping back to an old pattern? And to be able to laugh at myself for doing that rather than berate myself.
Because it is a process, isn't it? It is a journey. I was tremendously relieved when I realized for myself that I wasn't going to be expected to get it right, to have a big moment of revelation and then be perfect forever. That part of the revelation that I received was that I was allowed to do the best I could in each moment with each breath and move forward from there.
It is the only thing that we can do, Karen, and I love that you just said that, because it is, how can I love in this moment today? How can I be compassionate? How can I be forgiving? How can I be filled with laughter or playfulness or delight right now? You know, I think so many people live their lives thinking that they're going to do something when the right time or the right opportunity presents itself.
Yep.
And that is just such a life-sucking, life-draining way to live, because we will always make excuses for the right moment or the right opportunity not being there. Today, now, is the right moment.
And understanding that we are supported in that, that we don't ever truly act or dream or grieve or laugh alone, that the divine is always, because it is in us, always there as support, can help people, I think, who may be stopping themselves, understand that they're not moving forward and it's all on them. And they'd better not mess it up because there's only this one chance and they'd better be perfect. Knowing that that support is there is hugely important.
Absolutely.
When I look at your personal journey, and I see that we're coming up to the bottom of the hour here, but when I look at your personal journey, there are so many stories that you share in this book, In A New Way to Be Human, about overcoming your own fear, overcoming your own sense of strangeness. You found yourself very quickly from South Africa, now in the United States, as you say, not even knowing it was okay to eat a hamburger with your hands.
Oh, yes.
You have overcome and lived through so many odd things. Has it been your belief in having the divine with you all the time that's kind of kept you going, even as things got very strange and sometimes dangerous or contentious?
Oh, absolutely. A sense of a universal loving presence, not just teaching and present within my life, but surrounding me. And often because of the intentions, the thoughts, the love, the prayers of other people. And I think together with that, seeing that spark of the divine, the expressions of love, of compassion, in the lives of people around me, doing often very ordinary things with love, with compassion.
Mm. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Robert V. Taylor. We'll be right back after this.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm chair dancing, as I often am at this time, because of the great music. We've got Brian in the studio playing wonderful, danceable bumper music for us here. And my guest on today's show is Robert V. Taylor. He's the author of the new book, A New Way to Be Human. You can find out more about Robert and his work at robertvtaylor.com. We were talking before we went to the break, Robert, about how compassion for ourselves, compassion for others, can open up and transform even in very difficult relationships, even in places where the seed for discontent or opposition has been sown for a long time. And I'm wondering, for people who begin this practice of mindfulness, begin a practice of discovery, begin a practice of connection with the divine, we can often get to a place where we're going along, everything seems fine, and then all of a sudden there's a curveball. All of a sudden something happens that threatens to bring us right back to the place where we started. How do you deal with those times, those sharp hairpin curves, as you call them?
Well, you know, we all have them, and certainly in the course of my life, they tend to have presented themselves just at the moment when I think, oh, I've done such good work working through some old issues, and I'm walking along literally singing every day, and life is good, and suddenly one of those hairpin curves arrives. And so I think for many of us, we know that experience, and part of what makes them hairpin curves for many of us is that they're so unexpected, or they seem to hit us in our greatest place of neediness or fear or lack of self-awareness. And so I think the first thing that I'd say is to be aware of what's happening, and to name the fears, because when we choose not to respond to a hairpin curve of some kind, it's usually because we're living out of a place of fear. And, you know, fear itself is certainly not a new concept, but to allow the fear to be dominant is to really wall yourself off from what the hairpin curve is saying. Wow, Robert or Karen, come on in here and go a little deeper. Go to a place that might seem scary, or that perhaps you don't think you're ready to go, because on the other side of it, there is going to be new joy and new awareness, new gladness in your life, and new love. So naming is important. And then I think the second thing that I'd say is that hairpin curves typically bring a challenge of some kind. And with the challenge, we often have doubt about ourselves, doubt about some value system or belief system that we've perhaps clutched onto instead of one that simply is a guiding compass. And so I would say just name the doubt alongside the fear and enter into it, because in the doubt, I typically have to let go of some cherished belief. I once had something awful happen to me where a group of people went after me in the most horrific kind of way. And I tried to reconcile with that handful of people. And I realized in a moment of sitting on the edge of my bathtub and sobbing that, in fact, the things that they were saying about me were their issues, not necessarily mine, and that my cherished belief that reconciliation was possible under any and every circumstance was in fact not true, that in that particular circumstance I needed to let go of doubting myself for not being able to reconcile, and trust all of that to the loving power of the universe. And with that came an astounding sense of freedom and of new life.
It's so difficult, because there is, especially in kind of popular spiritual teaching, there can be an idea that if you feel doubt, that you're not on the right path, that the right path has no doubt, the right path has no fear. That's how you know you're walking in the right way. My experience is a lot like yours, Robert, where doubt reminds me, fear reminds me of what I'm trying to do. Doubt says, pay attention. Fear says, hey, look over here. Look, you need to pay attention to this. And I love the idea of us going forward even when there is doubt. Doesn't mean you're going the wrong way. In fact, it very probably means you're going the the right way.
You know, I totally agree with you, Karen, and I would say, excuse me, to you and to your listeners, that if there is any spiritual or religious or political system that says that doubt is not welcome, it is fraudulent. Because if a system says that you cannot doubt, that is usually not about your own growth, your own well-being, or the well-being of others. It is about the need for political or institutional or religious or spiritual or psychological and sometimes physical control of you and your life. And that is the exact antithesis, I believe, of the path to love.
Yes. And one of the benefits, one of the fruits of daily spiritual practice, of walking these spiritual pathways toward this new way to be human, is that it can put you in a grounded place, a supported place, where you can listen to what is being said, pay attention to what's around you, and then discern. Is this so? Here are these people, they're saying these things about me. I can sit with this and discern. Are these things true? And if so, how do I wish to respond? Or is this institution the best, let's say, institutional religion, an institution, a political institution? Is this serving the highest good, and how do I want to respond? When we don't have that grounding, it's almost impossible to respond from a place of truth, of integrity, of compassion and love.
Absolutely. And I think part of what we've been talking about, Karen, and what you've just described, comes from an ability to actually be lovingly compassionate to yourself, to myself, with all of our foibles and imperfections. I so often meet people who are looking for perhaps the perfect way, or the perfect spiritual guide, or the perfect leader of whatever, and such people don't exist. I think the reason that people like, you know, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and people like Desmond Tutu and others are such iconic figures is because they know their own weaknesses, their own foibles. They can laugh about them, and therefore understand and can connect with the humanity of others. Because being human is certainly, and being a person following a path of love and compassion and purpose, is about saying, I'm not perfect.
I encourage people to be very, very wary of someone who shows up and says, I am perfect. I have received perfect spiritual enlightenment. I am perfectly abundant. I am perfect in every way. I'm afraid of those people, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. Flee. Run as fast as you can.
Get out now. You share a wonderful story in the book about His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu coming together and the laughter that they shared. The people had come to see these perfect men, these wonderful paragons of virtue and love and compassion, and yet there was tremendous laughter and joy joking in the way that they are together. What a great lesson.
Well, it was a wonderful, wonderful event. You know, they were in the room. I'm hosting or moderating a conversation around compassion, and, you know, the Dalai Lama and Tutu hug and greet each other and bow to each other, and I start to talk and realize the audience is paying no attention to me whatsoever, and I look over to my left where the audience is all looking, and there they are poking each other in the ribs and teasing and collapsing into impish laughter, and it was just a fabulous moment. And I think what was so captivating about it was that here were two people who deal with very serious things, and yet they find and have cultivated this ability to laugh, to be silly, be playful. And, you know, I say that knowing that we're all, you know, genetically composed. Our spiritual and genetic DNA is different person to person. So some of us may not necessarily be as playful or as funny as others, which doesn't mean that we're not funny or playful people. But I encourage folks to find something to just be in awe of or to express delight about or to allow yourself to laugh at each day, starting today, because it shifts the groundwork and it shifts the sort of compass of your journey for the day and gives a wonderful light and lightness to the day that serves to illuminate how serious the other things are, but to not clutch at them as if you're going to lose something.
Yes, absolutely. You are listening to Out of the Fog. My guest is Robert V. Taylor, and we'll be right back after this.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Robert V. Taylor. He's the author of the new book, A New Way to Be Human, 7 Spiritual Pathways to Becoming Fully Alive. You can find out more about Robert and his work at robertvtaylor.com. I think this is a good time of year to, it's always a good time of year to explore these questions, but especially now, especially in the holiday season, to explore that question of what does it mean to love? Because it's so much more than the gift that I give you. or the nice thing I say, or the way that I show up, what do you, and I know it's a big question, but what do you feel it means to love?
You know, I believe it's the ultimate question for each of us, Karen. It's the question that defines how we choose to act, how we choose to speak, how we choose to be in each moment of every single day. And our engagement, or at least my engagement with that question, has changed over the decades. Obviously, affected by circumstances and people around me. And I think one of the things that I've learned is that to be able to love yourself is probably the single most important thing that you or I will ever do in our lives, because everything else flows from that. And sometimes that's hard because of the way in which we've been raised. We may have been raised to believe that we're not quite as good as a sibling or a cousin or a neighbor. We may have been raised having to be the adult with dysfunctional parents or no parents on the scene. We may have learned to feel ashamed of ourselves because of perhaps sexual or physical or mental abuse. And, you know, so the issues could exist for any one of us. But to be able to be on that journey of saying, I want and need to be able to say one thing about why and how I love myself each day. And it might be the same thing that you repeat day after day after day for weeks on end. I remember one of the hardest exercises that a wise spiritual guide once gave me. He said, I want you, before our next session together, Robert, to stand in front of a mirror every day and name out loud, looking into your own eyes, what it is you love about yourself today. And I went away from that session thinking, that is really trite. And I thought, are you really going to do this homework? And of course I thought, okay, I really am committed to the work with this wonderful person, and yeah, even if I think the homework is silly, I need to do it. And it was a remarkable exercise. It was far from trite, because it brought me face to face with the very things that I needed to learn to love and embrace about my own self. So I say to you, Karen, that is the single most important question for each of us, because I also believe that if there is to be a day on which we account for our lives, that will be the only question asked of us. How did you love? Did you love generously? Did you love with abandonment? Did you love with joy? Did you love with playfulness? And I think the kindness of this journey, living a life grounded in love, is that love itself is kind, and love is generous, and it invites us to be kind and generous to ourselves, and therefore to be generous to other people.
For people who are wanting to connect with their love for themselves, their love for other people, the love that the divine, I believe, has for us, in us, with us, how can someone start, especially if that idea of looking at themselves in the mirror feels so difficult that it might not be possible? How can we start to access that love?
I would say two things. Vulnerability and a trusted guide. And you know, we're talking in the build-up to the holiday season, and I want to just say a word about vulnerability, because we see, you know, Christmas crèche scenes, and those were unheard of until many hundreds of years ago, when the person who the world calls St. Francis created the first manger or nativity scene. And it was a radical, earth-shattering idea, because Christmas prior to that had been viewed as something connected with an omnipotent, distant, holy one. And suddenly Francis was saying, no, this God is like a little baby, vulnerable, messy, laughable, playful, in what we would call a crèche or a crib. And so I think that's part of what so many of us love about the heart of the Christmas holiday season, is that it is a reminder about being vulnerable. And for many of us, that's difficult because we don't always know who to trust. And sometimes, quite frankly, it's not safe to be vulnerable with just anybody.
Yes.
But it is where we get in touch with the question of loving ourselves and loving others. And so vulnerability and finding someone who you can actually trust, the telling of your story, the sharing of your fears with, and the living of your hopes with.
Mm. Robert, thank you so much for being on the show today. Can you remind people how they can connect with you? And I'd love to know what's next for you as well.
Thank you, Karen. It's just been an incredible joy to be with you today, and thank you again for all you do.
Thank you.
I'm working on finishing a second book and working on a proposal for a third, and just having the time of my life engaging with audiences around the country. And people can connect with me at robertvtaylor.com. It's always important to use that V to find me and not confuse me with the 50s actor.
Yes.
And then I send out a weekly inspirational message, which is known as the Wake Up Call. And people can sign up for a free subscription at that on my website, robertvtaylor.com. And they can also follow me on YouTube, Robert V. Taylor 1, or join me on Facebook at Robert V. Taylor, author and speaker, or join me on Twitter at Robert V. Taylor is the handle. So I would love to connect with members of your audience and be in conversation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Robert, and many blessings as you move into this next delightful chapter. Thank you for being with us.
Blessings to you, too. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. And thank all of you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and lightworkers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk. Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.